With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Utter devastation in Texas in the wake of major flooding at a campground for young girls. Death count has reached nearly 70 now. Authorities say the death toll is likely to grow in the hardest hit area of Kerr County. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has a message for parents.
But the parents who got calls from Camp Mystic, where they said your daughter is not accountable at this point or is not accounted for at this point, I want all of you to know we will do everything humanly possible 24/7, looking at every tree, turning over every rock, whatever it takes, if your child is one of those truly missing and not just out of touch, to find your daughter.
Hours before a massive wall of water barreled down a river in the heart of Texas Hill Country before sunrise Friday, forecasters of the National Weather Service had warned that dangerous conditions were brewing. An initial flood watch was issued at 1:18 Thursday afternoon, predicting rain amounts of anywhere from 5 to 8 inches. Correspondent Ron Taylor takes a look at some of the deadliest floods in the U.S. in the last 25 years.
Flooding has caused an average of more than 125 deaths per year in the U.S. over the past few decades, according to the National Weather Service, and flash floods are the nation's top storm-related killer. The deadliest flood event in the past 25 years was Hurricane Katrina, which hit the Gulf Coast in 2005 and caused nearly 1,400 deaths. Most recently, flash flooding along a Texas river led to the deaths of at least 51 people and left many others missing, including girls attending a Christian summer camp near the Guadalupe River. Ron Taylor reporting.
Tropical storm Chantel has come ashore, bringing heavy rain and very strong winds to parts of South Carolina. This is SRN News. A new study examines pastors and counseling.
The Lifeway Research Report can be boiled down to this. America's Protestant clergymen have less training in how to counsel individuals, but at the same time are less willing to refer those people to professionals outside the church. All this at a time when more parishioners seem to want counseling. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "We are seeing a decline in pastors developing their counseling skills and having lay counseling ministries." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As automakers begin to phase out AM radio, a coalition of people linked with conservative talk shows and Christian broadcasters fighting back. They're teaming up in the halls of Congress and on the airwaves, advocating to salvage AM radio. AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, the latest in a bill that would require U.S. automakers to include AM receivers in new vehicles. This is SRN News. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says New York's Democratic nominee for mayor, Zohran Mamdani, is a Democratic socialist and going to be a big problem for the Democrats.
Democrats are going to try their best to keep him at an arm's distance, but this is a young, charismatic guy who's good on camera and has got himself a name ID very quickly. He will be everywhere driving the conversation, and Democrats will have to answer for things like government-run grocery stores.
And she predicts huge trouble for the Big Apple if the socialist is elected.
I don't need anybody telling me how many cucumbers I can buy at the grocery store to put in my salad. We don't need anybody talking about defund the police in New York. If Alvin Bragg isn't bad enough, couple him with Zohran Mamdani.
And state Republicans say Mamdani spells doom for the Democrats. More details at srnnews.com.